Good afternoon. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Urban Heat Island conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. If you should need assistance during the call, please press star then zero, and an operator will come back online to assist you. Thank you, Ms. Victoria Ludwig, head of EPA's Heat Island Reduction Program. You may begin your conference.
Thank you, and welcome, everyone. Good afternoon or good morning. Thank you for joining us. Our webcast today is about how to understand your city's heat island. It's not always easy to do that, so we wanted to present some key considerations and approaches on how is best to do that and how two cities in the U.S. have approached that question. Today, we are going to have three great speakers. I will give a quick introduction, and then I will turn it over to Dr. Dave Saylor, who will give an overview of these key considerations that I was mentioning. Then we have John Bolduc and Kristen Baja from Cambridge and Baltimore, respectively, talking about how they actually applied this idea of assessing their heat islands on the ground. We will have time at the very end to do Q&A. And as a quick reminder, you can type in your questions anytime during this 90-minute webcast. If you can, please indicate which of the speakers you'd like to direct the question to. And so type them in anytime, but we will actually take the questions at the very end after all three speakers. Also with me today is Brad Hurley from ICF. He's helping behind the scenes with all the important things. And so I'm going to start and turn it over to him to give an explanation of some of the logistics for today.
Hi. So I'm just going to give you a quick orientation on the GoToWebinar interface. So you can see on the left-hand side of the screen, you can open and close your GoToWebinar control panel by clicking on the red box that has the arrow there. You're going to be muted throughout the webcast to minimize background noise. But as Victoria mentioned, you'll be able to submit questions and comments in writing. And as Victoria said, please include the name of the presenter you'd like to answer your question. That'll help us. And you can see again on the left-hand side, or sorry, on the left and right, you'll see the place where you enter a question, and then you hit send to submit the question. We are going to compile those questions, and we'll ask them during the Q&A session at the end of the webcast. And if you signed up before earlier this morning, you will have gotten PDFs of the presentations today and also links to where the webcast will be ultimately posted, but that's on EPA's Heat Island website. And if you look for webcasts, or we'll also have an announcement in the little box on the right-hand side of the homepage, so it'll be easy to find. Throughout the webcast, if you have any technical difficulties, please contact me. You can send it to me at my email, which is down there at the bottom of that slide, and I'll do my best to respond.
Thank you. And just a quick reminder, as Brad said, these presentations will all be available and the audio recordings will be available after the webcast within a couple of weeks. So we will send an email to all of the registrants to let them know that those have been posted. So let's get started. I'm going to start. I am the manager of EPA's Heat Island Reduction Program, which EPA has had for about 15 years, if not more, and just quickly wanted to give you an idea of what the program is and why EPA works on this issue. We provide outreach and technical assistance mainly to local governments, but because the Heat Island field involves researchers, industry members, and nonprofits, we work with all of those key stakeholders to help identify ways that communities can effectively reduce their heat island, whether through programs or projects. And we have a variety of resources that support this mission, and I'll explain that on the next slide. So why is EPA working on this issue? the heat island effect has multiple negative impacts, but also if those impacts are mitigated, it will bring a lot of both environmental and public health benefits. And that, of course, is the main mission of EPA, is to protect the environment and public health. And there are myriad, as you can see. There's six of them. There's a public health benefit in reducing the number of heat-related illnesses. There is less energy use in the buildings that are in the heat island. You also get better air quality. There's less smog and ozone in the outdoors. It reduces greenhouse gases because of the reduction in the energy use. It also has a benefit on the water side. Many of the measures that you can use to mitigate the heat island have a benefit on reducing the amount of stormwater that has to be managed after a rainstorm. And obviously, because it does all these things, it produces a more resilient community to deal with future disasters and climate change. Quickly, here are the resources that we have. Our flagship resource is a compendium, which has chapters on details of the science of heat islands. There's a chapter on each of the main mitigation strategies, which I know two of our speakers will be talking about some of those in their presentations. We also talk about what actually is happening at the local level with heat island reduction, and we explain a little bit about what local governments can do within their jurisdictions to start policies or projects. We also have a website with, in addition to some of the similar things that are in the compendium, we have a calendar of events, a newsroom, and then related links. And very shortly, we will have a new couple of pages on this exact topic that we're working on in the webcast today on how to understand your heat island. So stay tuned for that coming soon. We also have a database of actual examples of what state governments and local governments are doing. And of course, we have webcasts. We've done ones in the past on public health, you know, the latest and greatest in green roofs. If you get on our mailing list, the newsletter, as you can see at the bottom, you will be able to receive information on all of these things. We send that out about three times a year, and it includes the latest news on heat islands. I will give some web addresses at the very end that show you those websites in order to sign up. Actually, this is the slide. Feel free to email me with any questions, check out our website, and if you don't want to write down this long URL for the newsletter sign up, there's a link on the main website that you can go to. So feel free to reach out. If you are a locality and you have been doing some policies and projects on the ground for heat island mitigation, please let me know, because we want to add to that database of what others are doing.